Unions from all over Los Angeles united in opposition today against legislation they see as unfair to workers.
We're going to fight Proposition 32 and we're going to beat it back. This army of righteousness.
Proposition 32 would ban corporate and union contributions to state and local candidates, including payroll deductions from workers' wages to be used for political campaigns. Greg Campbell is one of those employees who came to the LA Convention Center to show his opposition.
Collective bargaining is our voice and when it comes to the political arena. Nobody's going to listen to myself, you know, just a working class person working at Rite Aid, you know, trying to make ends meet.
Labor unions argue Prop 32 specifically targets unions. The measure does not include super PACs, which came as a result from the controversial Citizens United Supreme Court case that allowed unlimited spending on political campaigns. Also, corporations do not use payroll deduction for political giving. Unions use payroll deduction to maintain their political influence. Union member Mark Ramos says this will affect the political clout of unions.
Make the problem worse because you would only have corporations being involved in politics in California, and the voice of the worker would not be heard.
Jake Suski is a spokesman for the Yes on 32 campaign.
Absolutely nobody loses their voice if Prop 32 passes other than the big special interests. Every individual in the state, including union members, is empowered by Prop 32 because they're allowed to make their own decisions about how to spend their own money for political causes.
Unions have spent more than $35.7 million to defeat the measure. This is Denise Guerra for Annenberg Radio News.